Well, construction should be the lifeblood of the South African economy, where new roads and infrastructure broadly are such a pressing priority. But sadly, the AfriMat Construction Index for the first quarter of this year, which is a composite index of the level of activity within the building and construction sectors and is compiled by economist Dr. Roelof Botha, reveals that the sector remains in the doldrums. Roelof, good to chat again. Although the ACI managed to marginally outperform GDP during the first quarter of this year, on a year-on-year basis, the index has returned to its traditional trend of recording a decline between each year's fourth quarter and then the first 3 months of the following year. We saw a drop of 3.5% in the index value. What stands out for you in those first quarter numbers?
Well, the good news on a year-on-year basis, exceptionally good news, is the value of hardware sales of building materials, which improved by more than 10% in real terms. That was actually stunning, especially compared to the rest of the stuff. The volume of building materials produced in the first quarter of this year was also up by 8% on the first quarter of the previous year. But what concerns me is that, and everybody, I suppose, in the construction sector, is that the total value of the index, which stands at 114.7, which means that it's, if you deduct from that, it's 14.7% up on its base year. But that's 2011. So in 11 years, the construction sector has expanded by 14.7%. I mean, this is ridiculous. If you take into consideration the backlogs on infrastructure, on roads, on shelter, the state of our harbors, this sector should be growing at 15% per annum, not 15% in 11 years. And it's a price we're paying for the Zupta regime, that lost decade, as Trevor Manuel cost it in this country. We are still paying that price, unfortunately.
Now, you mentioned a very good point there. Here we have an industry that could be a large employer that should be growing at 15% annually, but is barely eking out that growth in a decade. Why are we unable to grow the construction industry? Is it a lack of capacity in being able to scope and award tenders efficiently and effectively? Is it a financial issue? What do you see as the underlying drivers?
Your second last suggestion, you nailed it there. It's a lack of efficiency. And I just want to make the point very clear that these are not necessarily my opinions. But if you read the Auditor General reports on what is happening at South African municipalities, in the provinces, and at the state-owned enterprises, and you read the Zondo Commission report, then you intuitively know that cadre deployment lies at the heart of these problems, because that is usually followed, or it was during the Zupta era, with nepotism, to some extent, in many cases, incompetence, combined with the overregulation, which became a hallmark of the Zupta era in South Africa. It has just become very difficult for the private sector to get to the tender stage. There are not enough tenders being advertised in the Government Gazette. There are just too many regulations. Now, we've been promised deregulation. Siponkosi was drawn in from Exxaro, which I think was a brilliant move by the president. And we're going on the right path, but too slowly. We need more action in this space because, as you've indicated, construction has explosive potential to create jobs in this country and to solve a lot of our ills.
Now, one thing that has emerged, and specifically as you refer to the Zupta era, is the construction mafia. They call themselves business fora, but effectively what they do is they extort contractors on site to force them to hand over 30% of the project to these local business groupings because they're misreading preferential procurement regulations that were issued by the Treasury. The problem is, and what we've been seeing, is that it's on the rise, and increasingly we're seeing groups getting their demands met, so business contractors acquiescing to these groups, and so they're emboldened, they feel legitimized. But this is nothing but an extortion racket. Just how rife is this in the construction sector?
Well, it's a huge problem. The SA Forum of Civil Engineering Contractors, SAFCEC, Webster Mfefe, their CEO, recently announced that it cost in 2020, the construction mafia cost the private sector, in terms of lost earnings, 41 billion rand. Now, this is bizarre because that is more than the total quarterly value added by the construction sector in this country in the first quarter of this year. And we have been promised that a specialized unit in SAPS to take care of this problem. I haven't heard reports of any progress in this regard, but unless this is nipped in the bud, we're going to have serious problems. And, you know, personally, if I was in government, I would knock on the door of the Chicago Police Department, because they managed to nail the mafia. It took them decades, by the way, but I think they have the recipe. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We must be hard-handed against these criminals, because that's what they are. Somebody walks up to your construction site and threatens to kill you and your children if you don't hand over 30% to them. This is crazy. And it needs to be nipped in the bud very quickly.
One recent report I read was of a construction mafia individual who dropped off a bullet, an AK-47 bullet, and said to the project site manager, "This costs 17 rand. This is the value of your life unless you hand over 30%. I mean, that is quite brazen. When you just look broadly at the promise of the State of the Nation address, the promise of the strategic infrastructure projects, we're continually told that infrastructure is going to be built, that there is this pipeline, yet it continually fails to materialize. Is it time for us to urgently hold some kind of summit around how the private sector can second capacity to the public sector to help unblock this constipated pipeline of projects?
Yes, Michael, I would go as far as to say, just on the construction pipeline, the good news is that we have this pipeline, which is approaching 1 trillion rand. Now, on paper, that looks fantastic, as you've indicated. But if the current value added by construction is only 4% of that, you know, then you've got serious problems. I mean, where the hell, what is happening to the other 96%? I think the days of summits are over. I think government needs to go behind closed doors with the engineering industries federations, the contractors, and hatch a plan. We need more hands on deck. Sipho Nkosi is not enough. His hands need to be strengthened to get rid of the unnecessary red tape and to get the tenders out there. Even if they do it on the basis of any mini mini mo, as long as these guys meet the technical requirements, as long as their budgets are within certain limits, start telling them, contractor number A, okay, you build that road. Contractor number B, you fix that bridge. There are almost 1,000 new cars on Gauteng's roads alone every day of the calendar year. I hope somebody from the Department of Transport, if they're not sleeping, is listening to this and looking at this. Almost 1,000 new cars on Gauteng's roads alone every day of the calendar year. I haven't seen many new roads. I don't know whether you have, Michael. We need infrastructure in this country, and government needs to start doing something about this. The private sector can do it, but the disconnect needs to be removed very, very quickly.
In no uncertain terms, that was independent economist Dr. Roelof Botha reporting back on the anemic growth that we are seeing in the local construction industry with the first quarter AfriMat Construction Index.